But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. Isaiah 59 verse 2, Exodus 24 verse 8 and 10. Moses asked to see God in his glory face to face, in which God told him, No man can see God's face in his glory and live. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Exodus 33 verse 20. Moses met with God after making a sacrifice for the atonement of Israel. When God met Moses, he had put certain restrictions on Moses where he could only see a portion of God's glory. Moses' stipulation in order to see Yahweh was that he could only endure to visually see a portion of the back parts of his glory. From this Hebrew word Yahweh, we understand the true meaning. God has a personal relationship with man. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Exodus 33, verse 21 through 22. Isaiah saw God sitting upon a throne. He cried out that his lips were unclean in the presence of the Lord. An angel took a live coal and touched Isaiah's lips, purging his sin and taking away his iniquity. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.